Street, Paul. After playing the first four games of the season, the St. Paul Jr. B Canadians are among the top in the league, with just one loss so far. That loss came on home ice during the Canadiens' home opener on October 7 against the Wainwright Bisons. After playing a couple of away games to start the season, and beating both the Cold Lake Ice and the Lloydminster Bandits in the opening weekend, the Canadiens were in for a tough and physical game on Friday night. The Bisons managed to find the net four times, while the Canadiens, despite many attempts, were shut out by the Bisons' goalie Von Holbesch, who saved all 28 shots made by the Canadiens. The Canadiens played at home twice over the Thanksgiving weekend, welcoming the Vermilion Tigers to the Clancy Richard Arena on Saturday night. Scoring first on the power play was St. Paul's own Liam Boyko, assisted by Isaac Waters and Curtis Labant, giving St. Paul the edge after 15 minutes of play. But, the Tigers responded with a goal of their own, tying up the game just moments later. St. Paul Canadiens captain Curtis Labant skates with the puck, October 7. The Canadiens' Lucas Martin would get the lead back with a goal just a couple minutes before the end of the first period. Assisting in the goal was Parker Sabatier and Connor Poitras. Heading into the second period, Vermilion would again tie the game back up less than a minute in. The third period would be full of action from the Canadiens' bench, as the home team would net three unanswered goals. First, Jarrett Boulian would score, assisted by William Kemago, then Labant would score off an assist from Noah Bomber. The final would come from Logan Higdon, assisted by Matthew McDonald and Jacob Leroux. The Canadiens' next home game is scheduled for Friday, October 14, at 8 p.m. at the Clancy Richard Arena against the Lloydminster Bandits.